News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe's directly across from me.
And opposed to everything you say.
Well,
except that I do agree with you. The program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, and that your name is Mark Lawrence.
It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. Look them up on the web.
Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. It's 570.
No, our toll-free line is not open.
Well, it's toll-free if you have a cell phone.
Okay, yes, you're right.
570-743-9565, translated to 570-743.
WKOK.
You can email us
at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at
70236.
But be sure to include the keyword
ODM. Are you well?
I was going to ask you the same question.
I'm acting normal.
It was an interesting day this morning with power outages and such, so.
You're right. Yeah, I ran extension cords across the parking lot, things that were powered up here and things that weren't. It's one of those ones where there's electricity across the street, but not here. So, but we got her done. We got back on.
Yes, we did.
And the generator was running for a while, but then it said it was it wouldn't keep running without internet. I guess it's controlled by internet, so. Anyway, we got her done. So, but we're back on the radio, and we just love to talk to you. We got open phones. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Let's see, things that I kind of saw over the weekend might be interesting. Bud Light in trouble because they promoted and gave some beer to a trans individual who's a pretty popular influencer, so they're trying to expand their reach, but of course there's a lot of intolerance when it comes to individuals who are trans, so that didn't work out so good for Bud. So they're in,
I thought it was I did see an interesting meme over the weekend that I thought was funny. He said, if liberals can complain about a black woman on a syrup jar and a Native American on a butter pack, we can complain about a trans person or a fake woman on a beer can.
So how many people can we be disrespectful to in one meme?
Well, the
companies that changed the Aunt Jemima thing did so because they because it was the right thing to do. They
Why
wanted
was it
to
the
bring
right thing
their
to do?
Imagery.
She actually was based on a real human being who was a very good cook and who, you know, they paid for many years to be their representative.
Right. Well, they,
it wasn't like they just usurped a black woman's image and put it on the label of their can.
It was a token. It was not a token. It was a real
now,
person.
I don't know whether the Native American on the Land O'Lakes butter package was a caricature.
Once a product chooses a front person, Aunt Jemima is the actual one we're talking about. Once she's picked back in the 1800s, they can never change.
They upgraded her many times over the years.
Right. But then they...
She actually lost a considerable amount of weight in this last incarnation.
Well, she's getting fit with their Aunt Jemima Light, which is less sugar, but not with an additional sugar additive put in. So that's what we use at our house.
Is that
I just happen to know that, yeah. But anyway, I understand your faux rage over this. You couldn't possibly actually care
I'm
less.
I'm not actually enraged about it at all, but I just find it interesting that, you know, we have this mindset that we have to get rid of anything that we disagree with or that we think is at all offensive to anyone.
Okay. So when people would widely used the N-word judiciously, it's even in some books and so on, we should keep that going because that was a hearty way to describe a black individual.
Actually, we do keep it going today. The black entertainers use it constantly in their music.
Okay, but generally white people...
But we're
people
not allowed to sing along with those songs.
Right, white people... But you say we should be able to say that widely and describe
no,
blacks
I didn't,
that way.
No, not at all. I didn't say that
so
at all.
So you're saying times have
you're
changed?
You're mischaracterizing what I said.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is actual images and advertising. Why does it make a difference? I mean, if Budweiser wants to put a trans person on their can, I've got no problem with that. You know, some people are going to stop drinking their beer because of it, and now they're backpedaling.
I'm going to start drinking their beer because of
it. They're backpedaling at 100 miles an hour, and they've now released some feel-good patriotism campaign on their cans. But over the weekend, sales of their beer at ballparks was way down.
Okay. Fox News formally apologizing to a judge in the defamation case. They lied to him, or I guess understated.
Well, they failed to disclose that Rupert Murdoch had a title in the news division.
Right.
Now, they say it's honorific, but it's still a title, and they didn't disclose
right.
it, and they should have.
Right, and they apologized for that. I thought being a Republican meant never apologizing, Joe.
Well, that's what you Democrats say.
Well, no, that's
we
what
apologize
President Trump
all the
said.
Time.
That's what your man said. He said, I will never
he
apologize.
Is not my man.
Well, you know, you're
and if Donald Trump refuses to apologize, it's arrogance and ignorance. It isn't any conviction.
I gotcha. All right. So, let's see. So that happened. What else is in the news? Anything else big going on these days?
Well, what's interesting, and you missed the big takeaway from the Fox story, they was supposed to start with jury selection today, I believe,
mm-hmm.
but they put it on hold because they're trying to reach a settlement. And I think Fox has wisely decided that they're better off paying off Dominion than they are letting it go to trial. Dominion asked for, what, $1.5 billion? Their whole company's only valued at about $50 to $80 million.
Right, but
so, I mean,
all
they're asking Fox to buy the company twice.
Right, but the dilemma is that you if you were to buy Dominion today, that's what you would pay for it, because you pay for basically 5 to 10 years of revenues, and that's they can actually codify how much they've actually lost. You know, they had contracts that were canceled because people said they were counties and so on, said they weren't lost confidence in them. So they know that amount. Yep, and hold on, Stan. And they also know that in the decades ahead, their business was growing at exponentially, and so they thought that you know that they would have some of that. So this is the purchase price for the company, actually.
Well, I think Fox will pay them off, and I think Fox probably should. I mean, it's pretty clear to me.
I agree.
That Fox executives knew that this stuff wasn't true.
Now, you were standing up for just pure free speech earlier.
I have no problem with free speech, but again, if you yell fire in a crowded theater, there are repercussions. If you defame somebody with that free speech,
okay. So
that's fine.
You
can say it, Mark. I'm not telling them don't say that Dominion's crooks or whatever they said Dominion was, but if Dominion can prove that they lied and they had malice aforethought, then Dominion should win.
Did your media show yesterday allude to this impending settlement?
Yes, and I thought it was very, very good program. I don't know, you probably didn't see Howie yesterday.
I did. I saw. But he's very right-leaning, and his descriptions have been right-leaning. So
his descriptions of the Fox brouhaha, I don't think they've been right-leaning at all. I think he just laid it out straight and
narrow.
Okay,
okay. So you can't even recognize a right-lean. That's how far.
Well, what was the right-lean watched
just
Howie?
Just that his description is that Fox is in the right, and that Dominion, some outlier, you know, some asterisk out there in the world.
Boy, I didn't get
them.
That at all. Where'd you come up with that?
In the
you
actual
could not
words.
Have been watching the same program.
You got earplugs in, buddy, that filter.
Well, you got a banana stuff. In your ears.
Stan, you're on the mark. What could you possibly contribute to this diatribe today?
I'm not sure yet, but we'll try. As far as Dylan Mulvaney, I don't think he's trans because he's still going by his given name.
Okay.
It's not his dead name. So I think he's just a drag.
Oh, okay, like an
guy,
always...
Guy in drag.
Okay.
He's making lots of money, and he's disrespecting women. Plain and simple. And it's the way he acts.
And
have
Stan,
you seen any of the videos of him?
And Stan is the arbiter of this. That's almost hilarious.
No. I'm just saying. Have you seen any of the videos with him in describing his 365 days of womanhood?
No,
have
I haven't.
Anymore?
I would have to say
that's
no.
That's the name of his book, isn't it? And didn't he write a book with that title?
That I don't know. I don't know, Joe.
But in some
of the videos, he's going around acting like a little girl, which is kind of strange since he wants to be a woman.
Okay.
So it's kind of strange the way he acts. Yeah, and he was, my understanding, he was an actor, so maybe he's just acting. But, you know, Budweiser kind of stepped in it, I think. And the way it sounds, the top executives didn't even know what was going on with the VP of Bud. So she kind of stepped out on that on her own. And
she
might not have a job for long.
Stan, I don't think they did step in it. Their overall goal was to be talked about 2 weeks and to lose a tiny sliver of their conservative beer drinkers and to gain, I think, 2.5 million What would
a liberal be?
So I think their little stunt is 100% successful.
They've lost over $6 billion worth of cap, you know, worth on the stock, in their stocks. That's not, $6 billion, I'm sorry, not $6 million, $6
billion. Globally.
That's probably not a good thing, is it?
Yeah.
But they're now running patriotic ads. The new ad seeks to move away from the controversial partnership with patriotic messaging and imagery, but online critics say Budweiser's feeble attempt to regain support is in poor taste and urge the brand to apologize instead.
Well,
one of the people said, "Hey, Anheuser-Busch, if you're at a point where you're literally referencing 9/11 in hopes that it would make us flyover yokels run to the store to salute a 12-pack of Bud Light, you should just apologize instead."
Wow. Okay.
Well, you know, and it's just more of the left's war on women. You know, they want to replace women with men, which makes no sense to me. I kind of like women. I don't want the women to be replaced by men. You know, so what they're doing is pretty insane. You know, they got this guy, he's also advertising women's sportswear for Nike. And some women are a little upset about that, which they should be. Because wouldn't you rather have a real woman advertising your products for women? Just saying, that's just me. Now the beer thing, men and women drink it, so then you just have to make a choice. Personally, I don't drink it, so I don't care, but it's not doing well for them.
You don't drink Budweiser Light, or you don't,
I don't drink much beer at all. If I drink a six-pack a year, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, mine always goes stale before I drink it.
Mine too.
Yeah. So I never buy it in the store. If I go out to a restaurant with my kids, you know, then I'll have a little bit. But that's it. I don't. Because, so, you know, beer sales, whoop-de-doo. But they're ruining a good American company is what torques me off. You know, I like the Clydesdale and the Budweiser wagon. I like the whole, you know, the ambiance of it. But, you know, they're ruining it. And for what? That's the question. For what? Now, the VP of Bud Light is a woman. I don't know her name. But she said, we have to get away from the fratty image of Bud, you know, Bud Light. And then there's pictures all over the internet, her acting pretty fratty when she was in Harvard.
Oh, she was a Harvard grad? I didn't know.
That's why she knows so much about it. Maybe she was that way, or is that way.
Towel-snapping Harvard grad, right?
Right.
Well, there's pictures of her at frat parties doing fratty things. So, you know, whatever. So I don't know what she's trying to prove by this. It was just stupid. And they're trying to force a trans agenda down everybody's throat. And that's the problem. You laugh, Mark.
Well, they're not trying to force it.
But that's what they're trying to do, because if you don't accept their pronoun crap and all that, then they want to get all over you. Look what they're doing to Riley Gaines.
Well, you're trying
to
do your
conservative
thing.
No, who's Riley Gaines?
She was the NCAA swimmer that tied with, quote, Leah Thompson in the NCAA championships. And you know the reason they gave Leah the first place prize? Was because the NCAA wanted the photo op. That's what they told Riley Gaines. That's what she's going around to her speeches where she's being attacked by the trans radicals and saying. So,
right.
You know, you either toe the line, or you get beat up and harassed and attacked. That's what happened to her. And the University of California, San Francisco, is trying to, you know, negate that, saying, oh, you know, it's not so bad. And they're siding with the trans community because she is promoting hate of the trans. No, she's not. She's promoting women's sports. And it should be strictly for women.
Yeah, well.
That's all.
All right, we got you. Thank you, sir.
So y'all have a great day, and go buy a Coors Light or something.
Can you still buy IC Light around here?
I don't know.
Thank you.
But I actually think Miller Light's better anyway. So
oh, brother. Is it less filling?
And tastes great.
Oh, no, it can't be both. I'm sorry. It has to be one or the other. Come on, work with us here. All right, we're going to take a quickie break, but we would invite you to call us if you know the answer to the less filling, great taste conundrum. Give us a buzz, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as EB has done, on a congressperson from Texas.
Right, that's saying, guess what? It's a Republican who did something bad. There's actually been several Democrats who've done similar things, but we're not going to mention them.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Joe's feeling a little left out here. 570-743-9565. We'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory-trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Or bench, I guess is the right word. Welcome back. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Bobby D. He's got a lot of experience in the world. He's been a broadcaster most of his life, worked in television and radio. He's been sued and been on a jury and knows all about lifeguarding and is just a super good Sunbarian.
Hey, thank I'm going to say the sports, okay, when it comes to... Of course, you and I grew up here. Of course, Joe grew up in Harrisburg. But, I mean, back in the day, as far as the ability to do the sports, whether it be baseball or football or anything else and that, of course, the local townships and before Shikellamy came and that, they played all around. But anyhow, the ability to do the sport, I mean, back then, of course, it was just football and basketball as far as what was taught at Sunbury High School.
Right, it used to all be done with smaller leagues, so, yep, that's a good point. Yeah, now everybody's consolidated. All right, we got you, sir. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that's another chip in the pile there, so.
And our friend EB says, Brian Slayton, marries Republican?
A married.
Oh, okay, that's not what she said here. A marries Republican, congressman from Texas, has been accused of inviting an underage intern to his hotel room for alcohol and sex. Ironically, he's been one of the state's leading anti-grooming legislation proponents. Looks like he might have to start targeting himself.
Methinks he does to protest too much. Yeah, that's pretty common, really. You get these terrible advocates that, you know, for different kind of moral positions, only to find out that they've broken them.
And now, this comes on the heels of a Florida youth pastor getting arrested for possessing child pornography on Friday, and a youth pastor in Tennessee getting sentenced last month to 45 years in prison for sexually exploiting children, and a Texas youth pastor getting arrested for sexually abusing children in March. It kind of seems that if we want to protect children from being groomed, it's not the drag queens we need to keep them away from, it's the conservatives and youth pastors. I hate to tell you, EB, but there have been a number of Democrats who've been arrested for very similar things and recently. But, of course, we won't mention those, will we, EB, because that doesn't fit your narrative.
Who's been arrested?
It's only those evil Republicans.
Who are the Democrats arrested for child molestation or grooming?
Well, first of all, they don't usually print, and she has here, their youth pastors. But what if they were Democrats? You know, she doesn't put that down. What is the politics?
I just think because Republicans always claim the moral high ground, this is further evidence that you neither own the moral high ground nor have
nobody
any conceptual idea what it should entail.
Hey, nobody owns it. There is nothing that says the conservatives are the ones who are going to groom and molest children. You know, what about those on the left?
It's not a platform in your plank, but it does happen in rare occasions.
Well, it happens on both parties. I mean, these are not political issues. These are, I don't know.
Well, I don't think Democrats go around saying, hey, we're the moral majority, or we stand for good Christian values. Democrats stand for good human values. You guys stand for Christian things. You're supposed to be the moral majority, to use, of course, the good pastor's phrase for it. But this good Republican moral majority member got caught with his pants down, literally. so to speak. All right.
Well, no, he didn't. I apparently wanted to take his pants down. That was the problem.
Not funny. All right.
No, it's
570-743-9565. We would thank you, E.B., for pointing out the greatest irony in all of history. One of our good listeners sends us a note. Says, I live in the southern section of the CSVT project. We participated in a random sampling of water that occurred at selective times in the past year or so. Once we agreed to get these tests, we went ahead and paid for a baseline test through the same company and the state uses. The baseline gave us readings for the quality of our drinking water prior to the project coming to our area. I'm aware that arsenic is in all drinking water, but at a safe level for ingesting. Once these random samplings are done upon request of the homeowner, the results are received. Lo and behold, the arsenic levels in the latest reports are typed on the form from Fairway Laboratories in boldface print. The key explaining the bold numbers indicates that the level tested above the allowable limits in the state of Pennsylvania to drink it. I already have the blue sanitation light on my water here, but that light doesn't control coliforms. What that light does is control coliforms, which are common around farming areas, but not arsenic. I inquired what fix was available to make my water safe, and the cost will be in the $5,000 range. It will be a flexible operating system that will adjust itself as the level of arsenic changes.
This is a rather long letter.
Right. I brought that to the attention of the PennDOT people in charge of the project and received the response that basically the arsenic increases aren't their fault. Huh? With the excavation going on and disturbing the rock base aquifers, how can this situation not be their problem? Evidently, the safety of the residents is less than important, meaning that if we want to eradicate the arsenic, it's our responsibility to do so or just put up with it and be poisoned. This morning, it took 4 bottles of DeSanti water, which is bottled by Coca-Cola, incidentally, to fill my Keurig container. Either having the equipment installed on our dime or dragging in water safe to drink from an outside source is just tough stuff for them. My point is, all this is, I hope enough residents take a look at their reports and pay close attention to the arsenic poison levels they are ingesting daily. There has to be something PennDOT can do to help the residents they are affecting, and it is their fault, especially since the levels greatly increased once they started the excavation over here on our side of the CSVT.
I want to help EB out here, if you don't mind, for a second. Do you mind if I help her out with some...
No. What's your response to PennDOT poisoning the water?
I don't think PennDOT's... They said they're not poisoning the water.
You're not a show for PennDOT.
Well, how do I know, Mark? How do you know? Do you know that for certain that PennDOT's that's caused the problem?
You test your water, and it's fine.
Right.
PennDOT comes and does a massive tree removal and excavation project, drilling and even explosives, and then your water's not fine. So you think it's a coincidence.
No,
and maybe
I'm not
it is.
I'm not saying it's a coincidence. I'm not saying that that she isn't absolutely 100% correct.
And this is from one of the smartest women in the world.
But, you know, it could have something to do with the area. I mean, I haven't heard... Have you heard any blasting recently?
No, I think they're done with that.
I don't think they've been blasting so much as they've been doing things like coating the acid rock. They've been putting cement over it to keep it from getting water and air. We had a report Friday from PennDOT on what they're doing to mitigate that acid rock, which could cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, all they're doing is taking the dirt and moving it around.
Can a layperson go to the PennDOT transportation meeting?
No.
Okay.
It's a chamber of commerce. If they're joining the chamber, they're more
what
than
if
welcome.
We have that nice lady work for us part-time, $1 a month, and can we send her to the meeting?
No.
Okay. That doesn't seem very inclusive. Oh, that's right.
A dollar a month is not actually an employee.
Oh. Well, how about $15 a month?
Well, how about $75,000 a month, and then we'll make it worth her while to put in their system.
All right.
No, it does need to be investigated. I don't think PennDOT
should have blown her off. Thank you for the email. We'll send it to PennDOT.
I don't think they should have blown her off.
All right. Now, you found some Democrats who are perverts.
Yeah, let's just list. I want to help EB out
Joe
here.
Joe has been clackety-clacking trying to find...
She finds all these Republicans, but
Democrats.
She doesn't find Democrats. Democratic donor and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Democrat New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. Democrat donor, activist, and Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. Democrat activist and Me Too proponent, Asia Argento. Democratic mayor of Racine, Wisconsin, Gary Becker, convicted of attempted child seduction, child pornography, and other child sex crimes. Democrat Seattle mayor, Ed Murray, resigned after multiple accusations of child sexual abuse. Democratic activist and aide to New York City Mayor de Blasio, Jacob Schwartz, possession of 3,000-plus child pornography images. Democratic activist and actor, Russell Simmons, sued on an allegation of sexual assault. Democratic Governor of Oregon, Neil Goldschmidt, after being caught by a newspaper publicly admitting to having a past sexual relationship with a 13-year-old girl.
Oh.
Democratic Illinois Congressman Neil Reynolds resigned from Congress after he was convicted of statutory rape of a 16-year-old campaign volunteer. You've missed these, EB. Don't you want to write us again and tell you how horrible they are?
Perversion is bipartisan.
That was my point to begin with. But EB only finds bad among conservatives and Republicans and people who are religious.
I hear you. So, okay, so there's tons of Democrats. Maybe more Democrats.
I haven't even finished. There are more on the list.
Okay, that's fine. I gotcha. Do you not see the irony that Republicans claim the moral high ground?
So, in other words, it's okay for Democrats because they don't claim the moral high ground. They can do what they want to do.
Yes or no? Do you see the irony?
No.
Okay.
What I do see is the Democrats.
You don't see it. It's pointless.
The Democrats? You see the irony in them?
I don't see any irony in the fact that criminals behave criminally, but if you don't think that you can stand up on a soapbox and say, we are the righteous group of molesters, see, that's ironic.
So, in other words, as long as you don't claim to be righteous, you can molest.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome aboard WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. We have done one half hour, and now we have an hour to go of open phones. We'd love to hear from you. 570-743-9565 is our open telephone line. We would love to hear from you if you would be interested. Joe, you want to check the text for me, please?
I will check the text. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me an assignment. I really appreciate your efforts to involve me in the program here.
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is 570-743-9565. It's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us right now at onthemark@wkok.com, as Doug has done, so we'll read that on the radio shortly. You can text us at 70236. Always include the keyword OTM, and Joe is in the process of very slowly and methodically and painfully getting
to all the text. I'm not doing this painfully. I'm doing it
Reasonable. You're doing pretty good. You're doing very well, sir. Keep up the good work. All right, some very brief news headlines here. From 2 to 6 p.m. Sunday, some volunteer firefighters were at the scene of a barn fire that broke out in East Chillisquaque Township, Northumberland County, and that is an incident that happened yesterday afternoon. Fire consumed the structure, and just a smoldering mass remained. Volunteer responders included Milton, Whitetier Township, Lewisburg, Mifflinburg, Turbot Township, Danville's Rehab Unit, Warrior Run, and Potts Grove. The barn was along Mexico Road and was leveled. No injuries reported. CSR 911 dispatched that. East Central 911 also dispatched a second barn fire in our area. This one was near Danville in Montour County. That's a barn also said to involve a massive response locally. So we will keep you posted about these. We'll get some more details on the Montour County fire. AP reporting a group tasked by Governor Josh Shapiro with developing a state-level plan to fight climate change met for the first time last week, a step the Democrat promised to take when he questioned his predecessor's strategy to make Pennsylvania the first major fossil fuel to adopt carbon pricing or the RGGI system. AP says the group met last Tuesday, unannounced at a time when Shapiro is walking a tightrope between allies, those who support a capping plan at warming greenhouse gas emissions emission plan for power plants and labor unions whose members work on coal and natural gas sites. The group is chaired by Jackson Morris of the Natural Resources Defense Council, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group. We have more about that at WKOK.com. As we mentioned, the trial for Dominion Voting Systems, $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox News, has been delayed until Tuesday morning, according to a Delaware Superior Court Judge Eric Davis. The court decided to delay the start of the trial, including jury selection, until Tuesday. Now, Joe, you say they're working on a settlement?
That's what I heard, so we'll see.
From?
Huh? That was on CNN this morning.
All right. Dominion is suing the network, claiming Fox News knowingly spread disinformation about the company and its voting machines. The software company was at the center of a conspiracy theory pushed by allies of President Donald Trump following his election loss. For their part, Fox News and its parent company, Fox Corporation, contend that the allegations they were covering were newsworthy and the statements made on the network were protected by the First Amendment. Some of Fox News' most well-known current and former anchors are expected to testify, including Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Maria Bartiromo, Lou Dobbs, along with the network's chairman and CEO, Rupert Murdoch, all of whom said that they knew that the information was false but thought it was newsworthy anyway and was an outlier opinion that should be protected by free speech. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. And finally, how about this? Talk about getting taking a retreat, a 500-day retreat. 50-year-old Patrice Flamini, who's a Spanish mountaineer, just emerged from 230 feet below the ground in a cave near Granada, where she's been the last 500 days. She had no idea about the war in Ukraine, COVID restrictions, or the death of Queen Elizabeth. She spent her time painting, knitting, and reading. Her team cleaned up her waste and by hauling it out and sent clean clothes down to her. When she came to the surface, she actually said she never wanted to leave the cave. Can you blame her?
So why did she?
Yeah, can you come? Well,
yeah, if someone hauls your waste out, what more do you need? Send
right.
you some food? I mean, you've got it made.
You're taken care of. All right.
All right, one of our texters says, a trans therapist activist in Indiana is accused of molesting autistic patients. He said it was like Christmas when he did it.
Ooh.
Don't think he or she is a Republican.
Yeah,
probably
who knows?
Not.
Who knows?
Then, laughing out loud, Mark, the Democrats are constantly claiming the moral high ground. I don't find abortion to be very moral. Do you?
No, I think Republicans say it's probably even one of their planks in the presidential that, you know, we're, you know, we're good Christians or good faith followers and all this stuff, you know, right before the molestation begins.
Also, Democrats don't go to church? There are no Democrats going to church?
Probably Democrats are probably more faithful than the Republicans, I would think, anyway.
Well, then they're the ones claiming the moral high ground, eh?
No, I just think that they're not as hypocritical as Republicans, that's
oh,
all.
All right, EB doesn't see her hypocrisy. She espouses daily. Look in the mirror, EB.
Okay. All right, and then an email. Oh, that's weird.
Yes, that is weird. All right, here we go. And Doug says, Mark, you snicker and say, oh, brother, when Stan said they are trying to shove the transgender agenda down our throats. That is absolutely what the left is trying to do. Men acting as a woman to play women's sports, putting them in ads and commercials, story time with drag queens, legislation to allow children to start transitioning without parental consent. It goes on and on. The left cries, we need to protect our children from guns. But in the same breath, they want to abort them, mask them, indoctrinate them, medicate them, jab them, sexualize and confuse them, and traffic them. What is happening with the sexualization of our children today is nothing but pure evil. But yet, you preach the left is the party of good and virtue.
I never said that, Doug. You make 20 false assumptions and 6 wrong conclusions.
I think we should read this one again. Mark, you snicker and say, oh, brother.
Well, look, obviously there's perverts out there. My only point is that it's bipartisan. Republicans say that they have the moral high ground and their deep faith makes their decisions more Christ-like. And it's obviously false for a few individuals, just as it is for any Democratic moral high grounder who says their faith is strong and yet gets arrested for those many things that you listed there. But, you know, the vitriol that we hear from each side, you know, each side saying, well, no, the other side is more perverted. No, your side's more perverted. You know, what in the world? We are not men.
No, but, I mean, E.B. is the one who started this because she says all Republicans. She never finds anything
bad
about a
Democrat.
She never
said that. You say that.
She said we should protect children from conservatives and youth pastors.
Well, perverted.
Now, what about the Democratic politicians
who are... We should protect our kids from perverted people.
That's a good point. And they are in all stripes. They're in all sizes, just like there are good cops and bad cops, good people and bad people. There are perverts and there are non-perverts.
I'm not sure you're winning, Joe, to finally say, okay, I concede that Republicans are as bad as some Democrats. That's not a victory.
I don't believe Democrats are bad per se, and I don't believe Republicans are bad per se. It's individuals.
Okay.
What their political leanings be. Is that what we've come to in this country? You robbed a bank. Are you a Republican or Democrat?
I just
All right, here's
that
today's
out.
Headline. Democratic bank robber sticks up trust company. You know, are we going to check the politics of everybody? And that's going to be the reason they did what they did, because of their politics.
Are there more Democrats or Republicans in jail?
Well, there are more Democrats than Republicans, so I would suspect by the law of averages, more Democrats would be in jail.
Right. Well, there's a reason there's more Democrats. It's the right side to be on.
So you say.
Well,
look.
It's better than trying to control everybody.
Well, who are the Republicans trying to control?
Well, unless it's a woman and it's abortion or reproductive freedom, then you want to control them.
Well, look at the Democrats. They want to let men play in women's sports.
I think it's a human condition that people are interested in allowing transgender. Democrats may champion it, but I don't think being a Democrat makes you transgender or means
that
you automatically have to support that.
And
I'm a Democrat, and I don't support transgender men playing in women's sports.
You don't.
Well, no, I already said Lawrence's cockamamie third league has to be played.
No, I'm just reinforcing you here.
Where there's a...
transgender league.
Where, I'm not even going to call it transgender. I'm going to call it open, where anybody can play versus men versus women or transgender.
So how would you handle this transgender league? What would the personal pronouns be? It?
I'm going to use the NCAA model and not talk about it. I do not know
so
how it would work.
So transgender men and transgender women play the same sports on the same team?
So that was NCAA rules, that Penn student that is a transgender woman, right, and competed with the women but was born a male. She would have to go in the open category because she was born male. I think that men and their testosterone have an advantage. All right, so I think we have to deal with that. I don't know if actually that's necessarily true or not. I don't know the science of it. I'm just saying that if just the common sense, if you have a male who's, you know, maybe an average athlete versus a female who's an above-average athlete, in many cases I would think a male could still be the above-average female athlete. So that's why Lawrence's cockamamie open category should be invented. But look, nobody else agrees. In fact, I wouldn't even think, I don't even know if testosterone is a factor. You know, why is it that men are stronger just because of their nature? Or, you know, what's the proof that testosterone is at the heart of that? I don't know. I'm just saying that it's common sense that you need an open third category.
I find I like to listen to old-time radio programs. That's been my hobby for a long time, and I've got about a collection of 6,000 or more of them. I'm currently listening to an old Superman adventure from 1947. And in it, they are advertising a cereal called Pep Cereal, which used to be made by Kellogg's and has been was stopped a couple of years back. They put in there, for 10 cents and your box top, you could get a genuine Superman Crusader ring. And this Superman Crusader ring shows that you were a Superman Crusader and you were fighting for tolerance and fair sportsmanship.
Wow.
Now, tolerance. Would we just accept tolerance today? Must we be tolerant of transsexuals, or must we accept them?
We have to be embracing.
Why?
Well, it's the human thing to do. Doesn't your Catholic faith give
tolerance?
You any direction on this?
What about tolerance? In other words, back in the 40s...
You just want to tolerate people.
Well,
okay.
Isn't that
is what you do with me.
That's what you do with me, too. But, I mean, if someone is not living your lifestyle and for whatever reason is opposed to the things you believe in, Must you embrace them? Why would you embrace someone whose philosophy and whose ideals were completely antithetical to your own? But you could tolerate them. You could say, you live your life, I'll live my life. Why must we embrace somebody with whom we disagree? Would you answer me that?
I'm listening. I'm thinking. Let me think about that while we take the break. But we would invite listeners to participate in the show. 570-743-9565. We talked a little bit about the Fox lawsuit that CNN is reporting is in the process of being negotiated for a settlement. Joe thinks that's a good idea. He stepped off his First Amendment bench and is now on the settle it because you're wrong bench. So Joe has come around to the correct side.
I don't think it's a First Amendment issue, but I think Fox was on the wrong side of it.
All right. 570-743-9565. We can talk about, let's see, anybody get in the presidential contest over the weekend? I guess nobody officially. Tim Scott is just
Tim
exploratory.
No,
right?
I hope he does it. I could
like
get excited
him.
About
okay.
it. Yes, I like him very much.
Is he a tolerant Republican?
I think he is tolerant.
Okay, to you. That's not saying too much. All right. 570-743-9565. Email Doug, we'd love to have more emails from you, EB2, and everybody else. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We have two texts, one from Stan and one not. So we'll be talking about those shortly. 70236, include the keyword OTM.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone. What are you doing over there? Clicking your
time is... Time is passing. Tempest fugitive.
Tick-tock. Yeah, tick-tock. I love it. In Congress, I forget who it was. One of the old Democrats was arguing about tick-tock, and he said, well, I think the clock shouldn't tick loudly. I don't like that. So, anyway.
Sounds like Dianne Feinstein.
I think it was her. I think it was her. Anyway, on the right.
All right. Stan is right about the violent transgender activists assaulting people who don't accept them. The assault on Riley Gaines was a highly newsworthy example. And, Mark, you say women should have reproductive freedom. They do have freedom to get or not get pregnant. Abortion is not reproductive freedom. It's murder.
All righty. All right. We got lines lit up here. Mr. Eric, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, women who get raped have reproductive freedom. That's right. Okay. I'm not going there, though. Let's go a little bit off topic today, but something that just floored me. And this may be more of a Friday topic, but I'm bringing it up because I'm really concerned on, you know, our young people in our country and our area and how they can develop economic freedom and so forth. The prime rate right now, gentlemen, is about 7.75%, right? I'm looking off statistics off the internet.
Where are we going here?
Yeah, where are we going?
We're off the transgender. I'm sensing that.
Credit cards are now charging what percentage?
Probably 18 or something, I would assume.
Some 20, higher than that.
20%.
Okay.
20%.
So why don't you just not use them?
Making
because that's not what Democrats do. They want us to change the system.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Joe. You got it bad. Anyway.
Gentlemen, are we going to have a conversation, or are we just going to be jabbing at each other today?
I think we're just in the jabby mood today. Joe's a little wound up.
The reason I bring this up is that it's harder and harder for young people to get to a point of having economic independence. And you can say, oh, well, you don't have to get a credit card. You don't have to put that stuff on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is there is an institutional bias to keep people who don't have a lot of resources from getting a lot of resources. so they can never, you know, save enough money to put a down payment on a house. And so they're always tied into the rent. We know rents are going through the roof. But how much is too much? Is it too much to say that a bank can charge almost three times the prime rate on a credit card? Is it too much to say that I would have, let's say, bought something back 2 years ago at, you know, when the prime rate was half, but now I'm paying, you know, the prime, you know, 5-7% more on money I spent 2 years ago? What's too much? At what point is our economic system going to collapse just by the fact that we're taking so much advantage of those with limited resources or those who can never get ahead? Now, I've been blessed. My wife and I have worked our whole time. We've saved money. I can pay off my credit card debt. I pay it off every month, so I never pay an interest charge. That's why I'm very surprised how high they went, because I don't have to worry about it. But at what point are we oppressing so much our young people, they never get a chance to get ahead, that they quit trying because it's so stacked so hard against them? Well, how much is too much?
You could go get a commercial loan from the bank and not pay that kind of exorbitant interest.
You can if you have... Yes, if you have credit, if you have something to borrow against, Mark. But the person starting out, what do they have? All they have is debt because they're trying to get ahead. You know, they have low-paying jobs. You know, they're at the whim of what economics allows them.
But Eric,
how do you get a commercial loan if you have no collateral?
How do you get a credit card if you have no record?
You're saying they just give it to you. Yeah,
it's
very simply by applying for it.
Okay.
That's the problem. I mean, you can get them, and then you then, you know, you overspend because something happens, you can't pay it off. And, you know, it's very easy to get a credit card.
But you're blaming the institution for the people's actions.
What I'm saying is that it's so stacked against them. Yes, granted, you don't have to use your credit card. What about those who are using his credit card to go to Walmart to buy food?
Well, that's unfortunate. I won't argue that. But
well,
I'm
well,
saying...
My it, question is, Mark, or Joe, Mark, how much is too much? Is three times the prime rate okay to charge people? And again, charging them that when the prime rate was half a couple years ago?
I agree with you.
Three times that amount on those salaries?
Hold on, Eric.
On that score, I agree with you completely. I think the rates are almost usury. I mean, they probably are usury. But the problem I see here is that, you know, it's a personal choice. You can shop around for credit cards. A lot of people do. They'll find a credit card that gives them a free transfer for 60 days with no interest or 90 days, and they move stuff around between one credit card and another credit card. I mean, there are people who game the system that way, but I agree with you. There should be a cap on the amount of interest, and it should probably be the prime rate plus maybe 5%.
Well, and this is something Joe's familiar
with. Right,
hold on there. This is something Joe is familiar with, and that's the high cost of poverty. And there are a lot of things that, for individuals with a lower income, that it becomes more expensive for them to live. For example, they don't have the money to buy in bulk, or maybe they don't have the money to buy a new car, so they buy a series of used cars that are less reliable. So in the long run, you pay more. So there is a higher cost to poverty, and high credit card interest rates are just one of them.
Well, I would say if you're in poverty, you're probably not buying a car of any type in today's market.
Well, you have to have transportation. I mean, they have to come up with the money somehow. They put a car on a credit card, and then therein lies you pay it down just like you do a car payment from a normal loan. But
the will and whim of what the rental market is. We know that's gone through the roof. So you never get a chance to get any money ahead to get a down payment for a house. Meanwhile, most of the real estate around here is being snapped up by those who own real estate and turn around and turn into rentals because, you know, I'm just saying I think that the amount of interest on credit cards should be somehow regulated better.
I agree
with you. Rather than remarkable bear, because it seems like is there a credit card out there which is substantially lower than another, more than a point or two? No, we talk about things like, you know, Advantage this and it's just smoke and mirrors.
But there are credit cards, many of them give you 2, 3, or 5% back on all your purchases.
Right.
So
meanwhile, they're charging you at 12.
Right.
The margin now is almost 13. It's 12.34% between the prime rate and what they're getting. And that's the average. There's some higher than that and lower than that. If you then take a credit card which also charges you finance charges, that gets above 13%.
But there's no denying, Eric, that if all that's between you and starvation is a credit card, you're in deep trouble. And I don't think limiting the amount of interest the credit card companies charge is going to eliminate that problem.
So you're agreeing with me that there should be some sort of looking into this and capping off what, you know, what does a credit card become a loan shark? I mean, sort of loan sharking. I don't know. I think it's approaching that now.
Well, like I said, it's almost usury. I agree with you. It is almost usury. If you're not familiar with that term, it's really exorbitant interest.
Yeah, and again, the fact that they can charge you interest rate at a higher rate today, and when you had borrowed at when the banks were getting at half that, but they can charge you twice that for money you borrowed 2 years ago. My concern is the vicious cycle, and our country's going to pay for it because we have younger people, and maybe that's the reason I'm not going to work. They said, "Why should I go to work? I can never get ahead." At what
usury.
Point does a work ethic to the point that people give up? You know,
usury.
Okay, Google, what is usury?
It's the illegal action or practice of lending money at extremely
high
rates. According
to law, Cornell, ADU, Cornell University, usury is...
Lending money at exorbitant high rates of interest.
Right.
That's usury.
So, Eric, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Okay.
Our screen is busted.
7.75%, is it out of our minds to say let's cap it off at twice the prime rate?
No, I think cap it off at the prime plus 5%.
Or something like that. But, Eric, you are...
And someone's going to say, well, what about all the people, not paying their credit cards off? And that rate's like a 2.5% right now of people who are basically not paying, and then they have to, you know, swallow the debt. No.
But even that isn't going to solve the problem of people using credit cards if they have, unable to purchase or get what they want through other means.
Well, and Eric, I would invite you to contact the Human Service Agency around here, the Community Action Agency. They occasionally do what they call poverty simulations, where they take people who generally aren't living in poverty and they run them through simulations where you find out how a medical cost, maybe your medical insurance doesn't cover something, or MA or something doesn't cover something, so you put it on a credit card and you have to pay it off. Then your car dies and you have to buy a cheap, unreliable used car, but you can't get it fixed, and so that happens, and then your credit goes to poop, and so you can't buy a house, so you end up in possibly in substandard housing. So it launches a cycle of high costs for individuals who live on ultra-low incomes, and it perpetuates a cycle of poverty, really.
And one of our emailers refers to you and says, how did you get to where you are today? You and your wife both worked, probably lived under your means, saved small amounts, maybe worked a couple of jobs, and probably didn't use a credit card. Couldn't the kids today do the same?
They don't have a chance sometimes to get coming out of the gate, even get started. We were blessed to have family who gave us no interest loans or gave us money to get our first down payment on our first half a double house in Seals Grove, which we then turned around and renovated and were able to sell and so forth. What about the kids who don't have, you know, poverty begets poverty.
Yeah, if you don't have
that little nest egg, the little ability to get started, you never get ahead.
Yep,
because the credit cards are a way of keeping people down
the
billionaires becoming trillionaires and the percentage of people living at or below the poverty level or living from paycheck to paycheck keeps growing. And if we don't come to that in this country, there's going to be some sort of revolution or the young people saying, you know, okay, I can't get ahead in this and don't give a damn and the whole thing can come down.
Well, they used to say
we have responsible people as adults and people of knowledge to look at this and say, you know, this isn't right. And that's my point of my call this morning. I'm saying that what the credit card companies and the banks are garnering, and even with this banking crisis,
Eric's a little wound up today.
they're making tons and tons of money.
Good points, all
money.
Eric. Thank you so much. Well said.
Well, they used to say that religion is the opiate of the masses. According to Eric, credit cards are the opiate of the masses.
Well, the way they're acting, it is dealing with
the drugs. And once you get hooked, how do you get out of it?
Yeah, thank you, sir. Good point.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We got one call standing by, and another one is on the line, so we'll be talking about that shortly. But I got, it's Dan from New Berlin. He's been waiting 25 minutes. I'll do the car ad as soon as he is done. Hello, sir. Thanks. Sorry about the delay.
Hey, good morning, fellas, and thanks for taking my call. You know, I was listening to Eric there, and I don't know how he voted in the last election for president, but if we wanted to keep our lower interest rates, what we had back under the past administration, all we had to do was vote for Trump. Things were going great.
Now, come on.
And interest rates were down. And look at the CD rates now. They're going up, which helps people with money. But the CD rates under Trump were down maybe 2%. Now I see in the paper you can get up to 5%.
Yeah, so thank
you. Keep it in 18 months.
Yeah, thank President Biden for that. Yeah,
but that's hard on the poor. And Trump, everything was down. The interest rates are down, and people were doing much better. But somehow, and I know a lot of us have ideas how the Democrats still won, and here we are complaining about how bad things are. Well, them people voted it in themselves to shoot themselves right in the foot. But no one would take Dan from New Berlin's advice, vote for the administration working for you.
Quite a few people took your advice. Not as many as believed in Joe Biden, but I think, what was it, only 7 million or 8 million?
7 million.
The difference, yeah.
But
so
7 million.
Anyway, I've got all the facts.
Depending on whether or not you believe the election was rigged.
Higher, I was going to speak about higher ground. Who has the higher ground, Republicans or Democrats?
It depends on who you ask.
Well, and depends on in what regard.
Who has the higher ground? I quote a statement here. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God or Yahweh, as our friend Joseph says. So we're all equal, and we all need the righteousness that only can come to us from the Almighty. So we're all equal till we reach the point where we receive the Christ as our Savior. So
crosses our line there. But
anyway, but you're saying Democrats can't believe that?
No, I'm saying anyone's able to. It's up to the individual. It's our choice what we want to do. We're all equal. I was equal. We're all equal for righteousness or to do right. But then we have to keep focused on our belief, you know, through study of Scripture.
Now, what does this have to do with today's show
topic? This
topics?
Is not our topic.
It has everything to do with it.
Actually,
you were saying who has a higher ground, who is the most righteous, and I answered your question.
Well, you did say that.
A very beautiful way, and there's people out there. Yeah, maybe you don't quite get it. I think you do.
I got my fidget toy back.
But there's plenty of people out there that get it, I'm talking about.
Well, I get it. It's not that I'm too dumb to get it. And the fact is, I just don't think Republicans can actually claim the moral high ground like they do.
I didn't say they. That's what I was trying to say.
His point was exactly the opposite.
Neither can the Democrats. No one can claim the higher ground
because we have
to go to the higher one
short.
Okay.
All right.
Get righteousness not equally here on earth.
Thank you. You're making my point.
We have to go to the higher one.
All right.
To get the righteousness that none of us can claim higher, that the Republican or Democrat
are
equal or equally without him or without righteousness. We get our righteousness from him.
What else you got, Dan? What else is cooking?
And anyway, I wanted to answer that question.
Gotcha.
And so we are, you know, as I said, we're all equal.
Right.
Till we find the righteousness in the Savior.
Yep, we got you. Okay.
Yep, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Day.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. All right. 5-7. 770-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236, as two of our good listeners have done, and so we'll read those on the radio. When we come back, 570-743-9565. I want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company, in case you've forgotten all about them since Friday. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street Sunbury is one location. That's where the Hyundais and the brand-new Fords are stored, and the Kia dealership on 11 and 15 at Holmesworth. That's where the Kias are stored, along with some select pre-owned vehicles that are in perfect condition. You can find out more at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, alignments, body shop, nitrogen for tires, you name it, they got it all. They are open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications, or buy a new one off the lot. They got a great inventory of vehicles there right now. Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks. They have a large truck shop, a small truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles, and a master towing service. We're going to talk. We're going to open up the phones. We got two calls ready when we come back.
Oh, all right. The Biden economy sure hasn't helped poor folks, has it? That's one of our texters. And Eric, rape is a crime. It's not willful reproduction, and an exception is allowable for that. Abortionist birth control is evil. And Mark, tolerance is one thing, but forced acceptance is evil.
Well, then why do Republicans do it so much?
Well, they don't. It's the Dems.
Oh, I got
the liberals.
I got you. Okay. And another listener says, why do men dress like stripper women want to read books to groups of young children instead of actual stripper women?
Now, what do you think would happen if they allowed
an actual woman
to come into a school dressed as some of these drag queens come into the schools as? Do you think they would allow that? Just out of curiosity?
I have no idea. It's a weird hypothetical. I think you're getting turned on by this, or you're getting excited.
So
coming up with different scenarios.
They had an old word, strumpet. So we have strumpet day in the school where someone comes in and...
oh, my God. That is a word that hasn't been used since the 40s.
Since the 1700s.
Right. Holy smokes. Since your childhood.
My Tronto was in the 1700s, right?
A gracious good morning.
Yeah, good thank morning. You, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy, for bailing us out.
Help me out here.
Enough. I cry peace. What I wanted to do was address the issue raised earlier about the interest rate charges, and I agree that they are, in my assessment, they are usury, simply. And maybe a month and a half ago, I took a look at one of the credit cards, which was... I had picked up at a local store, because if you take out their credit card, they will give you a discount on that sale, right? And I looked down, and here the interest rate was 26%. And I just thought that was outrageous. And so the next day, I called the customer service to cancel my credit card. And boy, they gave me a hard time about it. Now, let me tell you, I never run a balance on my credit card. I pay it off every month, the credit cards I carry. But this organization, it's a national organization with a local store. The guy really bordered on rude about, and all I kept saying calmly was, I would just like to cancel this credit card. And he was just full of story, full of argument, and I kept saying, I just want to cancel this credit card. Finally, he did, after giving me a protracted lecture about the consequences of canceling my credit card.
What were the consequences, out of curiosity?
Well, one was that I would no longer have the privileges that they extended to their special credit card people.
The privilege of paying 26% interest.
Right.
Wow.
If you happen to get sick or something, you know. Another was that if I had used it to make automatic payments to a third party, for example, you could tell your electric company that they can just charge your electric bill back to a credit card, right? So yeah, I should be careful, because if I've done this, which I never would do, then that would be a dire situation. I would forfeit all my extra special privilege points that I had accumulated.
Sarcasm intended.
And this might impact my credit rating.
You know, years ago, I had a similar incident with a cell phone company. My wife and I were switching cell phones, and I went to one company, and I wanted to cancel hers. So I called the company, and I said, I want to cancel the phone. And they said, well, why is that? Not wanting to get into an argument, I just said to them simply, my wife passed away. Oh. I figured that would satisfy them. But they said, and this is the truth, wouldn't someone in the family like to keep the phone as a memorial?
No.
And I said, no, we were going to buy her a stone instead.
Wow. Talk about hard sales. Well, I do believe that the interest rate is on credit cards is just obscene. It's just ridiculous. And I only carry them as a matter of convenience for internet purchases or when I travel. And I can't carry sufficient cash to pay a bill. I mean, we even, Joe, you raised this once before with me. Well, how do I pay for the hotel? Well, we pay in advance. We book the room and pay in advance. So you don't have to have a credit card to pay.
So you pay with cash, or you send cash, or a check through the mail?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And then we did. We just went on a trip. We just came back, which is why you've all been blessed by not hearing from me for a few days. And we paid cash. We paid cash in the restaurants. We didn't buy much in the stores. We did go to a grocery store. I was shocked at how much it cost to eat dinner. We went to Williamsburg, Virginia, to Colonial Williamsburg, ate in the tavern there, and the cost of dinner was over $200.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What it's did like, you have? Well, if you have wine and an appetizer, there you go.
You're a cheeseburger and a bottle of water.
Really, it was outrageous, so much so that it happened again the next night, even though we were very conscious of not getting an appetizer or a salad or whatever, that the bill was once again over $200. So we got on our phone and found a local grocery store, went there, and, you know, some grocery stores offer these buffet things. You can go in, buffeted ourselves, a hot chicken dinner with cooked vegetables, et cetera. And,
yumbo.
And it cost us $30 compared with... And I said to Don, we've spent so much money in these 2 days on food, I could have fed us the whole month. I mean, this is just outrageous how much. But, you know, as long as people are willing to pay it, then they're willing to charge us that much. It was just a ridiculous amount. But going back to the credit card, you don't have to carry the credit card. You know, you can cancel it if they're being obscenely like this. Think about back in 2008 when the market crashed, Bank of America declared they were going to add a fee onto people's regular checking accounts. And a woman, God love her, she stood up and said, heck no, I'm not paying this fee. I'm going to move my bank account to another bank. And she did this online, which provoked many people to do the very same thing, to push back against Bank of America and move their banking to another bank. And you know what happened? Bank of America canceled the fee. So we are the consumers, and we have the power to change these things. We just have to act as a group and make the choices to change. And you're right. There are low-interest credit cards that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can just have the discipline, I hear you, Mark. Some people get themselves in a hard spot, and they cannot make that credit card payment. And that's really bad.
It's
like
a pickle.
The worst possible thing you could do is let that happen. Because at 26%, that means the next month my bill goes up a fourth again. I mean, it's just an outrage. I don't know how you'd ever pay that kind of credit card off. Unless you won the lottery.
Yeah, you expect to find that as one of the things John Gotti had an involvement with.
Really, I agree. I agree. And the only answer is to refuse to do business with those people. You know, the man wanted an explanation for why I was canceling my credit card. I had no balance. It was paid off. I don't think I owe him an explanation.
Or any money. You don't owe him any money either.
Pardon me?
You don't owe him any money either.
Right. And I said, sir, it's not even to your advantage to carry me as a customer because, as you can see, for several months I haven't made any purchases on your credit card. But you realize the credit card makes money twice on every purchase. One, it's charging you interest on your purchase if you don't pay it off. But secondly, it charges every merchant a fee when you make a purchase. And that has pushed up the cost of goods and services when you're charging it truth be told, the merchant turns it back on you. They're not eating that steak.
Well, on Saturday, my wife and I went shopping. She needed something, and we went to a store, and she found what she wanted, and I went to pay for it. And I do use my debit card a lot because the money comes right out of my account, and I don't have to write a check. So I don't mind doing that. So I handed them the card, and they tried to sell me their credit card for their particular store.
Yes.
I get 10% off, and I get all these
benefits.
Where were you? Huh? It was at TJ Maxx.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady went through the pitch, and then when I kept saying no, 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 she finally said, well, I did what I was supposed to do. And
well,
I said, you did it very well.
At Target, I thought it was going to take me an hour to get out the door. Have you ever considered owning a truly fine Target card? You can get discounts, and we'll send a circular to your house targeting different things that you buy.
Well, you know what I say to those people? It's after the reckless irresponsibility on the part of your company, when they lost all that customer data, there is no earthly way I would give you my name, address, and telephone number, let alone all that information.
All
no
right.
way. And
Thank
I realize
so
it's not that cashier's fault. They had nothing to do with it. But if I'm hoping they go into a meeting and they say, wow, this lady was really... she really chewed
She's wound
me a
up.
New one because I tried to sell her this credit card because of this incident that happened. You know, they hope that consumers have a very short memory, and that's our mistake.
Right.
I don't. I have a list of people I don't do business with.
Yeah, I didn't even remember the Target debacle, but you're right.
Oh, they lost all that customer data. It
yep,
was reckless,
everything.
Irresponsible of them. It was terrible. And who suffers for that, Target? I don't think so. Actually, it's those customers who now have to safeguard, you know, all of their personal data because this business wanting to amass private information on them was so
All right, we got to hit the road.
Okay, have a good one, guys.
Thank you so much for calling in. All right, hold on, Eric. We got to take a break, and then Eric gets a minute. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Eric.
So Cindy and I agreeing on a topic. Ooh, maybe there's a message there. I don't know.
It's possible.
And I'll remind Dan, and I agree we should. This shouldn't be a platform for talk about religion, but when you want to bring up a point, I'll bring up a counterpoint. I'll remind Dan, the only time that Jesus actually became enraged and actually came close to any kind of violence is when he threw the money changers out of the temple.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you very much.
If you want to talk about Republicans have the moral high ground, who do you think runs most of these banks and runs these credit card companies?
Democrats.
Republicans or Democrats?
Democrats.
Yeah, who do you think? Yeah, right. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Ask
okay,
about
so,
what George
know,
Soros does
Thanks,
for a
living.
Ask George Soros what he does for a living.
All right.
Hey, now you hit the button and we actually are out of time, right?
Well, no, that was it's on a timer. I didn't have to push it.
Well, then let's do this all again tomorrow.
Yes, we'll have a guest call in.
Oh, yeah? Who?
At 8:30. Well, to be determined.
Okay. Somebody from CBS?
There's a woman speaking to Bucknell about women in business and entrepreneurs and the glass ceiling that apparently still exists. Maybe she'll be... Yeah, you wouldn't like it because you like to keep women down.
That's right.
This is WKOK Sunbury.